Without much snow, the last couple of years have been tough for many winter sport enthusiasts across south central Alaska, especially cross-country skiers. And conditions have forced an Anchorage organization to rely on artificial methods to keep the ski community alive in the state's largest city. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Snowmaking machines are a common sight for downhill skiers, but not so much in the cross-country skiing community until recently.
It's basically saved Nordic skiing for the past two seasons.
That's Tamara Cornfield. She's the program director for the Nordic Skiing Association of Anchorage. Artificial snow has been used on a portion of Anchorage's trail system in Kincaid Park for a few years, and Cornfield says that process was intended to extend the season.
Basically to save skiing in March, so we do always will kind of preemptively plan the season that way, but it really does help to get coverage on the rest of the trails.
While snowfall so far this season has been better than the last couple of years and a few more trails are open, Cornfield says it's still pretty thin and most of the skiable trails remain on Kincaid's snowmaking loop. She says having to rely so heavily on artificial snow is troubling, not only for the reputation of a state known for being snowy, but she also worries for the future of the sport that's been an integral part of the winter for many Alaskans.
When you're not able to be on snow, you know, kids don't enjoy it as much. So your team suffered, Junior Nordic suffers, you just start to lose the population of skiing. So there will probably be, less skiers at this, whatever age they were skiing for these few years because of that lack of good coverage around Anchorage.
But despite the rough snow years, Cornfield says attendance remains strong at Anchorage's more competitive races, such as the Besh Cup, where skiers are trying to qualify for bigger races like Junior Nationals or Arctic Winter Games. But she says that has not carried over to NSAA's other events.
The local series, the community races, we have seen a drop in participation. I think people aren't out skiing as much. And then the tour, we haven't seen our typical participation from that because it hasn't been the full length and people just aren't training and it's not one of their goals this year.
Historically, Cornfield says many of the ski-related events around Anchorage built up a large enough following that they basically sold themselves. But now, NSAA is having to put a lot more thought into finding ways to reinvigorate the Nordic skiing community. That effort includes the creation of new events that cater to a broader range of the local population, like the recent first-time event, the Solstice Tree Tour at Kincaid Park, which Cornfield says was a great success.
A lot of people came out to that, and that was it was encouraging families and people who aren't necessarily skiers, and we saw more recreational users and first-time skiers than we have at any of our other events, so that was really exciting.
Ultimately, Cornfield hopes to rekindle the community's passion for the sport and assure it that Nordic skiing is still an integral part of Anchorage, even if it is on artificial snow. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.